90 minutes, one game, one chance to get promoted to the Championship. It is North versus South. It is Bradford versus Millwall. And it's very, very, very tight. Bradford are 17-10. Millwall are 17-10. The draw is 21-10. Bradford have had an eye on the playoffs for a while. Millwall crept up in there last minute, looking to claim all the glory like Barnsley did last year. And if you fancy Millwall to win, it's going to be overs. 7-2 for Millwall to win and overs in a one-off game such as this. End-to-end, attack-minded football. Millwall will come out on top if that is the case for me. Millwall, their last game away at Bristol Rovers proved that. They had to score 4 or 5 to win the game. They did, and they got into the playoffs. Drew 0-0 at home to Scunthorpe. You thought that was Scunthorpe through then. Went up to Scunthorpe and won the game by 3-2. That is Millwall. That is what they do away from home. When they leave the Den, it tends to be overs and overs and overs and overs. So if you're backing Millwall, 17-10, but go for Millwall and overs at 7-2. Bradford, on the other hand, well, they're more in unders. They won 1-0 at home to Fleetwood in the playoff semi-final first leg, then went to Fleetwood and drew 0-0, and that was it. Two games, one goal, Bradford went through. So if you're going for Bradford to win, go for Bradford and unders. They'll try to control it, they'll try to be tight, they'll try to nick the one goal, and that could be it. Bradford, of course, have got Wembley experience with cup competitions in the past. Millwall have got Wembley experience from last season being beat by Barnsley. Actually, these two teams met in the semi-finals last season, and it was Millwall who came through and went through to Wembley to take on Barnsley. If you're backing Bradford, Bradford and unders, 7-2. Same price as Millwall and overs, 7-2. In terms of goal scorers, do look at Lee Gregory, Yorkshire lad as well, up against a Yorkshire side. He's got 2 in 4 against Bradford. He's 17-10 anytime. For Bradford, you're looking at Charlie Wyke, 13-8 anytime. Also a little bit left field, deadly from set pieces. Tony McMahon, 4-1 anytime. The head-to-heads between these two sides, the last 6 goals between Bradford and Millwall, 4 of them have been in and around half-time. The 10 minutes before half-time in the first half and the 10 minutes after half-time in the second half. There's plenty of goals when these teams play in and around either side of half-time. So if you're coming to the end of the first half, start of the second half, goal next 5 minutes is a play for sure. But there is one market that I'm going for in this one, and it's the draw at 21-10. I think this one is going to go the distance. I think this one could be all the way through extra time into penalties. The last 3 meetings between Bradford and Millwall, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1. I think it's going to be tight. Draw 21-10, but I'm going to go draw 1-1 at 11-2.